Welcome.
Or shut up.
Podcast.
Where
the wrong opinion
is yours.
Welcome to Nerd Up or Shut Up, the podcast where the only wrong opinion is yours. I am Maggie. With me is Anastasia, Emily, and Richard. We got to talk about that Star Wars trailer, but our lovely and dear Anastasia Washington just saw the trailer for the first time. It's been not even a full minute. Your response. Go.
I think it hurt me a little bit.
Tell me more.
I think when I saw those words, when I saw the words, the end to the saga, there was like this chill that went up my back. And I'm covered in chills right now. I know it's not the end, but it's like.
No, it's never the end.
It's never the end, but just like. It feels weird. It feels like
an end.
I think seeing Billy Dee was really awesome
in the old costume and everything.
That was really amazing. I don't know. I just literally have chills right now.
Hearing Leia's theme was nice.
Which is just also another. Just even seeing
gut punch,
back of her head. I was like,
I know.
Fuck me.
They're not gonna CG her, they said.
Yeah.
Like JJ was saying, there's enough footage that they can like
splice it.
Yeah.
That's gonna be interesting.
Jerry rig it.
That's gonna be very interesting.
That's scary though to me a little bit. It's scary that we don't even have to be here to fucking finish the whole movie.
Yeah.
They have a lot of unused footage too from previous movies that they're gonna
I know. I'm just saying. It's tragic.
There's robot Instagram influencers. That's a real thing.
What?
Really?
Oh my god. We got to get into that another time. It's fucking creepy. Yeah, it's so weird.
I don't even know what that means.
Oh, I will show you.
We'll
talk about another time.
I'm literally chilled up. I don't know.
Guys, Palpatine's not dead. Yeah.
Is that the most exciting part for you?
Huh?
That's the most exciting part for you?
Well, first of all, the whole beginning of the trailer, I was like, why is she such a fucking badass? She starts she's like, whoosh. I'm like, yes!
Yeah.
She's so perfect.
You think that scene's going to be in the movie? I know that's a weird question.
Yes.
You think so?
Yeah. I don't think it'll slow-mo, though.
Yeah.
I think we get that for the trailer. I think it'll just be fast.
It almost feels like a dream sequence, kind of.
Might
There's
be.
A weird surrealness to it. I don't know.
I do think that she is that badass now, though.
Who's in the TIE Fighter?
Oh. What?
Who's in the TIE Fighter?
I was actually...
Kylo Ren.
Okay.
I think it's Kylo.
Probably. I'm almost positive.
Kylo Ren.
I don't know.
Good.
Clearly, that is an Imperial cruiser.
I'm sure it is.
To be piloted by Kylo Ren.
I'm sure I was kind of thinking AKA maybe it was hijacked again.
Yeah.
I thought it was hijacked by...
Somebody,
by Finn or something.
He's a leader of the Knights of Ren.
It's Finn.
I was thinking it was Finn.
How about Kylo? What do they call it? It's a Japanese word for when you put like a glass back together, like with gold kintsugi or something.
Yeah.
He's putting his helmet back together. Just kidding. Just kidding. It's almost like I like The Last Jedi. I just find it had problems, but I'm not angry about it. Like there's some things I didn't like, but overall I liked it. But it's almost like JJ taking the helmet, give me this, color, grabbing it from Rian Johnson.
Thanks for nothing, Rian Johnson. Yeah. Trusted you.
I don't hate him. He made he had ideas that didn't work, but
yeah.
I don't hate him for it. I more hate the machine that said this is fine.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Definitely.
But I'm not mad about it.
Well, I feel like
they're movies.
Who cares at the end of the day?
I'm not gonna get angry about Star Wars anymore.
No, we should be angry about Bohemian Rhapsody. That's the only thing we should all be angry about.
Correct. And we should be redeemed by
Rocket Man.
Has there ever been a movie like Bohemian Rhapsody where everybody so unanimously agrees it sucks that has been so critically acclaimed?
Unanimously
called
Avatar.
Hated, though.
Okay.
So many
this
people
is
defend
a
it,
horse
though.
Of but a fucking different color than Avatar. And this is coming from someone who has passionately always hated Avatar.
But I know people that defend Bohemian Rhapsody.
The James Cameron. Yes. the cartoon, the movie. James Cameron.
Yeah.
I do know people that defend Bohemian Rhapsody. Okay. So
whatever.
Yeah.
But those wars and the stars.
What's weird is that, like, in the industry specifically, everyone's like, this movie is bad, and also, why are you making...
Like, across the board.
Across the board. So that's what's, confusing. How did it win anything? How the fuck does Rami Malek win an acting award for doing an impersonation without even fucking singing? You're not even as good as an impersonator. And they actually sing.
It's so weird that he's in Star Wars.
Isn't it made by a director who, like, should be... in like movie jail, but can't seem to.
Yeah,
he's like can't catch me.
I know I've ranted about this many times, so we can digress another time. But
I think it's just very interesting.
It's I think also it's hard for me to get upset about anything Star Wars now because there's so much of it. So it's just like you don't at least for me, I don't invest as much anymore.
Just along for the ride.
I'm just there to show up and just be like, oh, cool, that was fun. Like, I don't...
Thank you for more content.
Yeah, thank you for more content. There's so much content. I'm not absorbing hardly any of this.
I'm at the level where I love Star Wars, but I'm not, like, such a crazy fan. I'll get upset. I'm just here. It's going to be fun. This isn't like Harry Potter.
It's, like, entertaining.
But don't you think they did that to us?
If it makes sense, who cares?
Yeah. They diluted it so much that now it's like we can't be super fans. We used to be super fans because we waited and we, you know, like, we read the books and we read the comic books because we had so long to wait for content. Now it's like, here's content.
Which is how I'm starting to feel, honestly, with Marvel and announcing the Disney streaming service. Right.
Yeah.
That and all these shows, it's Loki has a show. You'll get a show. I'm like, I can't watch all these shows.
I will make time for
it. It's going to feel like homework at this point because at a certain point, as much as I love the characters and the fandom and all the content that is in it, it becomes a lot of the same too. And so it's like I get to the point where I'm like, well, I should be watching something different if I'm going to spend the time to sit down and like watch something. Also too, like it almost is becoming more of a chore at times.
But also who knows what they're going to do with it? You know what I mean? Like
it's like little mini 5 episodes. That's
I mean, I feel like watching Daredevil on Netflix is a much different or Jessica Jones is a much different experience than seeing the movie.
Right.
Absolutely. I'm not.
And I want it to be that way.
It's just the same thing over and over, but it's just, it just feels like, okay, so I'm going to another, even though they're completely different, it feels like another superhero. Why am I going to watch another superhero thing?
No, I get it.
Let me go remember what normal people do in their films.
But I mean, if like good storytelling is good storytelling, you know,
which is why you end up coming
back. You bastards.
Right. But there's so much content now also that it's just impossible to absorb everything.
Yeah.
And it's impossible to just have as much
passion
care and passion for something.
I'm still watching Lost in Space, by the way. I'm on episode 6.
That's awesome.
I've been slowly.
I jump ship so long. Every time I see it on my Netflix, I'm like, I'll come back to this.
I do too. I'm like, I really enjoyed that first episode. I just never went back.
Yeah, I never went back either.
It stays as good. It's like Diet Lost. And that Lost was Lost.
I never saw Lost.
You don't like Lost, man?
No, I've never seen it.
Hate Lost.
Maggie makes
I think
poopy
Lost
face.
Is one of the biggest wastes of time ever put on television.
We should do a Lost podcast.
Let's
at some
fucking
podcast.
Do it.
That's going to be difficult since I've never seen it.
No, that's perfect. Let's sit down. Let's watch an episode and then talk about it.
Yeah.
Well, it's in that vein. Lots of good looking people are stranded on a planet trying to survive.
Matthew Fox is just breathing really hard all the time.
They're too good looking in this one though. Like everybody's like hair and makeup is always
done. We have to get
done.
Off the island. That's all they say.
But it's good. It's not. It's
I'm
enjoying
good?
It.
Isn't that obvious? Don't you not need to say that anymore if you're stranded on a desert?
You would think. You would think, Anastasia.
Kate. We should stay here.
Yes, like that. What?
What?
Well, we need more episodes.
1,000 days, you told me. We have. Oh, God.
Yeah, but we got picked up for some more seasons.
It's like if Star Wars
they keep
was like.
Writing those checks.
Yeah. It's like if Star Wars was like, we should do something in space.
So wait. Question.
We should probably do
should
that.
We?
Maggie's grabbing the mic.
I'm grabbing the mic. I mean it. So is our dear, dear sweet Rey a Skywalker?
No. I don't think he'll retcon it that hard. Actually, well, we didn't learn anything from The Last
it
Jedi.
It says the rise so of Skywalker.
We didn't learn
so
anything.
Who's rising?
You know what? Last Jedi
Kylo.
Didn't say she wasn't, you know?
Ben's rising.
Anakin?
Drew. Listener Drew has a good theory. He thinks Skywalker is going to turn into a title.
Oh.
Like a new title for Jedi.
Yeah. It's kind of come like an order type thing. That's what the
like
rise
Dumbledore's
is.
Army.
And maybe yes.
And maybe this she flew through the sky, so she walks on it.
Oh my god! Wait, what?
Also, maybe.
Maybe. I thought that's what you're doing. I'm going to walk out of here.
Maybe this new order also won't be as sexually repressed, which would stop causing so many problems. Mm-hmm. Because if they just let Anakin fuck,
yeah,
we wouldn't have everything that we have now.
Yeah.
That's what it all comes down to.
Yeah. Just let the Jedi fuck. Just let him go.
Because Darth Vader's going to come back in the end and help the good side.
He's dead. They burned his entire body to ashes.
Voiced and none of them have ever come back to influence ever beyond.
No, no, no. You've seen their bodies fall places. But
I'm not saying actually come back.
They burned
like him
his,
being like, I am here.
They burned his body in effigy.
Yes, I understand. But we still get ghost versions all the time.
Ghost dad.
All the time.
In space.
Get the fuck out of here.
Oh, man.
I'm in for Ghost Dad in space.
Ghost Dad in space.
Who plays Ghost Dad in 2019?
Oh God, Tracy Morgan.
Yeah,
yeah,
that'd be pretty good.
Kevin Hart.
No, I love Kevin Hart. Too much.
I think it would be.
I think Tracy Morgan at this point has a more like dad gravitas to it.
Yeah.
Right.
Or we could go. No.
LL Cool J.
No.
Yes.
No. I was gonna say Ice Cube. Ice Cube does all those dad movies.
Yeah. He does do all those. You know what? Good for him.
You know what? I warm up to that idea the more I think about it.
Yeah, there you go.
I'm into it.
And that will be on Disney's new streaming service, Ghost Dad in Space, with. What's it all called?
Again?
Jesus. Just when he's on my mind.
Ladies love
the cube, man. Cube.
Whatever his name is.
Ice Cube.
Not cool, the cube.
It's something cold. Right?
Get my cold people
they're
mixed
up. They're both
very
attractive men. LL Cool J is just slightly
a lot of temperatures flying around.
More is it attractive. Vanilla Ice?
No, Vanilla Ice is not going to be Ghost Dad.
No, I'm talking about temperature.
Not going to be Ghost Dad.
Iced tea?
They're all
he's not going to be Ghost Dad, Richard. I'm not interested in your opinion.
Richard's doing the reality show to cast which cold performer is going to play Ghost Dad.
I would totally watch that show. Oh.
For some reason, Chili from TLC shows up. She's like, oh, I can play him.
Oh, man.
He's like, I thought you were named after a food, not a cold thing.
Oh, my God.
I need you to leave.
You've been voted off the island. I don't know how this thing works.
It's a work in progress. Work in progress.
But
we're figuring out the bugs.
Yeah, don't steal our idea because we're totally making it happen.
Yeah.
Jesus fucking Christ. So tune into Disney streaming service for that.
Ghost Dad in space and the reality show.
The race to Ghost Dad.
Finding Ghost Dad.
Finding keeping up with Ghost Dad. Just kidding.
It's going to be interesting.
Our host is catching a Pokemon.
It's going to be interesting.
You're hosting, Maggie.
There's a cricket dot.
You don't have a cricket dot? I've got
How's
like 10
possible?
Of him.
I don't even know what's happening.
A cricket tot, not a crick tot.
I want a tater tot too.
Oh my God, I'm so excited for Detective Pikachu though.
It looks good.
It looks so good.
So
when I first saw that trailer, I sat there with my jaw dropped going, is this real life?
It shouldn't work, but
it
does.
It shouldn't.
So my friend, Sunny, if you're listening, I'm giving you a shout out. He sends me every single update about this movie.
Oh, really?
So you're more in the know than we are.
Like and he cries so I was like, did you? He was like, I watched the first trailer. I was like, how much did you cry? He was like, a lot.
It's a good trailer.
It's a super fucking good
trailer.
But is
it a cry trailer?
Yes, I cried a little bit.
Oh my God.
They're doing the smart thing though, and they're not.
No.
What?
A cry trailer?
I cried after I saw the Star Wars one.
No. Here's the thing. No, hang on. I'll be really obnoxious right now.
Do it.
Have any of you guys played a Pokemon game?
Yes.
You guys
I'm playing one as we speak.
One. No.
What?
Like Pokemon, on the Game Boy?
I watched
Pokemon
the TV.
Go is fine.
No,
but
I watched the TV
on your
show.
Game Boy.
But I watched the TV show.
No.
For someone, because like for me, I've played almost all of them. I imagine your friend has played almost all of them too. To see all of that stuff on the screen, because there's a lot happening in that trailer that references the games and seeing all the Pokemon, seeing Mr. Mime, seeing Charizard, like seeing all these,
seeing all the Bulbasaurs just crossing the river.
Yeah, it's just like to see that, it's like very intense, and to see it well done, it's a very intense experience.
It just wasn't my, I guess it was my generation, slightly, but I it wasn't my thing,
right. Understandable. It's Pokemon's fucking weird.
But no, I love it. It's fucking weird.
I watched the TV show. Weird shit. I got the cards. I play. Yeah. I wasn't very active playing the Game Boy. But I would. I mean, because also I was with Drew and Hank my whole life, and so they play. I won't play with them. So we played. But I was never like.
You can't get
I
away
still
from
was
it.
Never obsessed with it. I would even play the card game and everything too. Yeah, yeah. But it's not like they I was the one saying like, "Come on, guys, we gotta go home and play," or anything like that.
Yeah, see, that was me.
And that's totally fine. So I get if someone's real excited. No, but that's how I was excited about Pokemon Go when I first saw that. Right. I was like, oh, this is cool. Yeah. Like, that got me more excited than this trailer. That. But I also have a Ryan Reynolds problem. Yeah. So I think that's kind of... If it had been Danny DeVito, that would have been just a treat.
That was kind of... Yeah, that's one that wasn't
I really think that would have been awesome. But because, like, also Ryan Reynolds is... face is hidden for Deadpool, and then like it's just another anime. It just feels that. Deadpool to
there
me.
Is that.
So I'm just like, we have other people in the world, and I don't understand why the same people.
That's how I feel about Chris Pratt.
Chris Pratt,
got
and that's
other
how,
actors.
I mean, way back when Chris Evans was cast as Captain America, I was like, fucking human. Are there no other people that can play superhero? Like, this has always been a thing that's gone on forever.
That's
and
how
ever.
I feel about The Rock,
but
too.
But it's just, there's other people. Mm-hmm. Let's find them.
I wanted to tell Tim Burton that for a while.
There's nobody
it's
else.
It's true, but there's other. Nobody else. I mean, Tim Burton is a little different because at least the people he used were more obscure and not also in every other fucking movie.
Yeah.
Chris Pratt. But, like, they started ruining Jennifer Lawrence for us. She's a good actor, and it's like she left because people were getting annoyed by her.
That's when she was like, she must just have killer management who are just able to just get her in that. You know what
I mean? Everyone thinks that she's the best, and I love Jennifer Lawrence, and I think she's a really good actress, but I don't think that even if you're really good, you should be playing both 40-year-olds and 14-year-olds. Yep. Like, the fact that you have movies out the same year where you're a teenager and a mom is weird.
Yeah.
She can't play everything just because you're good. Just find someone.
Yeah, I agree.
But that said, I'm glad they're not going with the whole story of like a kid is leaving home to become a Pokemon master. You know,
yeah, that
like,
is it is a not, fun.
They're doing a different
direction.
Thing in that world.
Yeah,
and he's like, I had a destiny and I rejected it.
And I'm trying to be. Yeah. I try to be very supportive of my friends that are very because I have my own shit. Like, you know, like I'm definitely nervous about this new Masters of the Universe.
Yeah,
It's being cast real young, yo, real young.
Yeah,
I don't like young.
I don't understand how
don't like the youth.
Do you see He-Man? Like, how is he? He is like 40. Okay,
yeah,
He-Man's like 40. Like, he's not 19, 20. I'm just saying, I'm available for She-Ra.
That's my problem. And we can't get it. I don't think we can get into this. But in the Aladdin trailer, the guy that casts Jafar needs to be like a 50-year-old.
Anastasia's just grabbing that mic. She grabbed the mic off the stand.
Jafar needs to be an old, creepy, deep voiced.
Yeah, he's like, I'm young and could be on a modeling magazine. I'm like, he's supposed to be creepy AF.
Listen up, okay. Listen.
Oh, she's getting older too. She's turning older.
I think she's excited.
I want to agree with you, but that man.
Get out of here.
I knew that's what was coming.
So fucking fine.
Okay.
I can't even. If we get
then
Will Smith.
Look at a picture.
No. If we get Will Smith as the fucking genie,
that's stupid.
Give me some cute Jafar and I will switch teams
that
so
makes
fucking
it okay.
fast. I can't not.
It's like when Richard's talking about pretty Amelia Clark Anastasia.
Yeah, like
she's so
can you imagine him though? Same.
Like there's he is so fucking
her eyebrows
like,
be
he's
damned.
So hot. Like he's so hot
that's
like
a problem though. Jafar is not supposed to be attractive.
Maggie, let me have good things.
No, I mean enjoy
Maggie,
it.
Maggie.
This is all I flash to.
Maggie.
This is all I flash to is him being able to say the line. Prince Abubu. Like being able to say that with all the disdain.
Yeah.
As
he's
it ripples
Prince
down.
Ali Abubu.
Yeah, no, you just go,
as it ripples Prince down Abubu. His abs and his treasure trail.
Who's doing the voice of the parrot?
Who cares?
Not Gilbert Gottfried.
Oh, I want to see Gilbert Gottfried just stand up. Fuck.
We're not getting a cute Aladdin. Okay, he's eh.
The whole movie's gonna be eh.
Not Jafar though. Not Jafar though. The rest will be eh.
Speaking of Disney, we were talking about Notre Dame before. Part of Notre Dame like caught on fire today.
The roof collapsed.
The roof is completely gone.
Were just talking about that.
Yep.
How I thought it was like all stone.
That happened like 3 weeks ago.
I thought it happened like 20 minutes ago.
No, I know, but this is going to be.
Oh my God. You're freaking me out. Oh God. I don't know how.
Did I just turn it off?
You're here. I hear you.
No. I think the Pope shit in his hat and then set it on fire. He's like,
But the Pope's in Italy.
No, he went there. He was there today.
To shit in it.
Yeah.
All right.
That was part of his prank.
Okay.
Elaborate. It
worked. Long term.
Long term.
The voice of Iago is going to be Alan Tudyk. That'll be good.
Okay.
I'm okay with that.
You can't replace it. That's the problem with these remakes is the originals had such brilliant voice casts.
Oh, yeah.
When you have new animated characters, but in a different voice, it's going to be...
Exactly.
It's just like once in a while they realize, like with Mufasa with James Earl Jones and Winnie the Pooh Jim Cummings, they realize like, oh, we can't.
Jim almost didn't do the voice of Tigger.
Right.
And then people listen to it, they're like, what is this? Yeah. This isn't okay.
Yeah,
you're like,
yeah.
Oh, right. It's just there, it's Pooh and it's Tigger.
There's some stuff.
Garrett can be Eeyore and that's fine, but...
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No offense, Peter Cullen, because I know you're listening.
Well, I don't understand why we feel the need, especially for voiceover, to like get a star.
Right.
Yeah. Like, just get someone who's going to do it well. And that's another problem I have. They use the same fucking voiceover people over and over again. And
we could get into that one.
It's so a small obnoxious. World.
It's a real small world.
No, when you're using fucking Eddie Murphy for both Donkey and Mushu, I love both characters and that one actually doesn't bother me that much.
Yeah.
So, but I'm just using that as an example. Yeah. Like you voiceover, true voiceover actors at least a lot of times can change their voice up.
What? No.
Well, if he's playing you, like, why do we need fucking, you know, whatever? Why do we need
Will Smith as Genie?
We don't. That's my point. I would rather it be some comedic person who has that. No one's going to be Robin Williams, but someone who can, like, bring something to the table. Like,
instead of just like, I am Will Smith. Watch me.
But I will say that if it wasn't Will Smith, you know, it'd be like Kevin Hart or something, and I would, like, shoot myself.
Yeah,
in the
it
face.
Could be a lot worse.
I know. Yeah. Yeah.
Have you noticed there's no more blue Will Smith in any of the marketing anymore?
As good.
And I wonder. Now I wonder if
I don't know. It's bad either way.
If they're changing things as well, the reaction to him was bad.
Yeah.
Like really bad.
I think the reaction just in general to the trailer also.
I'm just surprised they didn't see this coming from a thousand miles away.
Like, you're supposed to be Disney at the top of your game. Right now.
Confuses me.
They make some weird goofs. Like I still think taking the Lego dudes off the Han Solo movie was a mistake.
I agree.
I think
I agree.
Let whatever that movie was gonna be, they should have let them make it and have faith in it.
Because especially if we are gonna have so many. Different stories and movies and everything.
You
like,
have to have
let's maybe have a different.
Because then those dudes went on. The next thing they did was Spider-Verse. You know what I mean?
The most amazing.
That was a game changer.
So good.
Yeah.
It's like fuck. Just
give
let
me
him
all of that.
I know. I've watched it so many times already, and every single time when it's like starting, I'm like the animation. It still is blowing my mind.
Yeah.
Every time I watch it.
And it was like a full fledged movie. Like,
yeah.
It was like the Spider-Man movie. I need it.
Yeah.
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 It was really good.
For me.
I do love Homecoming, though.
No, I love it. Mm-hmm.
It's just a whole different thing.
I'm Peter Parker'd out.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
I don't blame you. I stopped at some, I didn't even watch the last Andrew Garfield, Emma Stone one.
Yeah,
I was just, like, I saw I his first
bad.
Movie.
I feel bad for those guys.
And I was like, I'm out.
I feel bad for them, but here's the thing.
They're fine, Richard.
I've had Peter Parker like beat down in my like in my brain so long, and I was like, there's other stories to tell.
It's like Batman,
yeah,
in a way.
And that's
like,
the thing, they shoved them all into one movie. They shoved Spider-Ham in there.
I know.
And like, it was brilliant. We have all the stories to tell, let's fucking do it. I'm like, yes,
and we can totally do it, and like I'm in for that, you know. And it was the same way I felt about like them making, well, it wasn't Disney that made it, but right,
what movie?
Venom.
No, that's Sony.
Sony. I was like, finally, we're getting something in the Spider-Verse that's not Spider-Man, Peter Parker. I loved Venom. And Venom has always been my favorite character in the Spider-Verse.
Oh, I still got to watch it.
So I love it, you know? Yeah. Like, that's because I was like, fuck, it's different. And Venom was like always my favorite growing up. I was always like, yeah, Spider-Man, whatever. Venom, yeah. Like, whatever.
Yeah.
They let Tom Hardy play.
Yeah, like, they let him so play, and it was funny, and it was gritty, and it was great. Well, I loved it.
What's happening?
No, I was just going to say, that's another, I didn't see Venom, but that's another example. I love Tom Hardy.
He's great.
But right.
You get to see his whole
face.
Does
he have to be in everything?
Yes, he has to be in
No,
everything.
I'm sorry.
So anyway, the Star Wars trailer, I give it an uppie.
Oh, yes. I give it an uppie.
Yes.
We do have to talk about one last thing.
We do got
to
move along.
Yeah.
Because... Okay, so I was thinking it would be fun. We're not going to fill out the whole thing now, but I thought it would be fun to make like an Avengers. I'm going to make an Avengers bingo square with predictions. Maybe we could post it to our Instagram.
Yeah,
we'll definitely.
And our Facebook.
So I thought we'd talk about, because by the time, this is the next episode that's going to go up before the last of this phase of the Marvel movies comes out. And it's a crazy big deal. So I want to talk about what we think is going to happen, make some predictions, and then turn into a game.
So for you to play along.
Really quickly, we could go through the main, like the OG five Avengers. Do we think Iron Man's going to make it?
Yes. I okay. honestly go back and forth me every too. Week between yeah. on if he's going to live or die.
Yeah, me too.
I don't know. I now, don't know at this
currently,
point.
Currently, I think he's going to live, but he's out of the game. You know
correct.
What I mean?
And then you get to pull a Robert Downey Jr. out of your pocket whenever it serves
you
your
need to.
Yeah,
because you know
he's still like the financial kind of guy, and still maybe like behind the scenes. But
and maybe he can slow down and have a family.
Yeah,
or Pepper's even, prego.
Or
that's
even,
one of my predictions.
Yes, yeah. Or even for the characters to be like, we just got this tech from Tony Stark, so they could just say it for like plot point purposes.
Right. Yeah. So
or
I
it shows up on a little like, hey guys,
like he and Pepper and Baby are off living on an island somewhere.
Yeah,
like
which I'm
Stark
totally
Island.
Yeah, I think they're gonna. I think he's...
All right, I'm down. That's what I believe, too. He's surviving. Yay, I'm so happy. I didn't want him to die.
I know.
What about Hawkeye?
Well, I feel like
we haven't seen him in a while.
But we've also been a little ruined.
Not necessarily. Because Loki's getting a TV show.
So
Loki's
Hawkeye.
Dead.
Okay, that's true.
That's what she's saying, that we think that she assumes Hawkeye's going to live because
like
he has a TV show. But it could be a prequel.
Like
we have no idea.
Well, so they're going to introduce Kate Bishop into the show. So my prediction for the Hawkeye show is Hawkeye is going to survive this, but then go into retirement and hand it over to Miss Kate.
Nah, I don't care about Hawkeye enough. He should die.
I mean, that's just my prediction.
I do think he's going to come back a little bit of a badass because we have some family complications. So I think he's actually going to be a little bit... I don't really
care.
Ooh,
I wonder how much of his family got erased.
Yeah.
I assume that they all did, and that's why he's crazy now with
his
shaved head.
I think he's going to come back with like a vendetta, like a vengeance that we've never seen from him. And I think...
Maybe to avenge them?
Yeah.
LOL.
Oh
my god, they should start a group.
But I do think we'll see a different side of him because I give no fucks about him.
Well,
really,
that's kind
of
how
I
feel.
Been given. He didn't. You know.
But not
I'm saying,
that I dislike
saying,
him, and I like Jeremy Renner,
right.
And I like the use of him. He's always kind of fun and everything. Yeah. But I don't have anything really emotionally invested that I
they
think that he's
be.
One that's kind of an easy one to be like. Oh, we'll kill him.
But
I
think they're
going
to try to. I think they're going to try to make it more complicated.
Yeah.
I think they're going to
like
have him be a little bit more. Yeah.
Okay. Cap.
Going down.
Dead.
I think so too.
I hope, and I pray every night that he dies.
He's gonna die.
He's going down.
I think he's
gonna
die.
Get the shield.
Yeah, he is my Bucky Bob.
And I'm okay with that.
Steve Rogers
Even
will die,
Bucky
but Captain America will not.
Too.
Yes. Good call.
Thor.
Oh, he's fine.
Thor's fine.
He's sticking around.
He's a fucking god. Yeah. Leave him alone.
He is. Who
did okay. Black Widow.
She's fine.
She's fine.
Okay.
She's getting her own movie.
Are any women going to die?
Nope. We're strong.
Oh, what's
stupid.
Well, it's already Gamora.
Gamora died,
Ooh, I think Gamora's going to stay dead.
I
oh,
think
yeah,
so,
no,
too.
I believe so as well.
She better, or else it's
kind of pointless.
Ruin the stakes.
Right. Yeah.
All right, I have a prediction.
I think she'll be in it, though.
Yeah.
I think Loki is dead.
Yes.
I do think we'll see Tom Hiddleston's face.
In
you know
the
what
movie?
I mean? He'll be in the movie. Flashback or something.
Oh, yeah.
He's not back to life, but Tom Hiddleston is in the movie somewhere.
Okay.
Okay.
In some way or another.
I agree.
Maybe.
Because maybe Thor's longingly thinking of a memory or something.
True. I do think they had a good moments together already, though.
That seemed weird.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
One of you guys said Quicksilver's coming back.
Oh, I definitely think Quicksilver's coming back.
Yeah.
I enjoy that. That's fun.
Yeah. Yeah. We've made a nice little deal with Fox, so they have access to the character. Might as well bring him back.
So I asked this question.
You need a new roster.
If they can make Quicksilver come back, what would stop all people from coming back? Like, how do you think Quicksilver will be Bob?
I don't know the circumstance. Okay. I think it's just because if they're mixing it up, if you're going to lose some of your main cast, you need some of your classic Avengers to return.
Yeah.
Right. So I think Wanda's going to be safe. I think Vision's going to be safe.
All of Black Panther.
You think Vision's going to come back?
Yeah, for sure. They're getting their own show.
Who?
Again, but that doesn't mean anything.
Oh, for sure. I think it's going to be like their adventures before Avengers, right? Before Infinity War started, when they were like, maybe we're spies.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think they're going to come back.
No, I think, personally.
I think Vision will stay dead.
I think everyone's coming back besides Gamora, and then the deaths will start.
All the snapped people even are coming Vision? Back.
100%. Oh, yeah.
I think feel like everybody...
Vision's so powerful in a way, though, that like...
He's also a stone, so...
Yes.
That's the other part
that's
of it.
That's true. Yeah.
I think everyone's coming back, except for Gamora and Loki and...
So they weren't snapped.
Like,
they're
going to come... Like, they're going to stay dead, and everyone's going to come back, and then we'll start getting the deaths.
Yeah.
That's my prediction. I think it was kind of like a visualization of one of the stones.
Okay.
Or, like,
they were... Because also, the Vision did... It wasn't like he died from the snap.
Right.
He died from getting the stone
He died
out of
fucking
head.
Twice, and it was awful.
Oh, I know. So, I don't know. Oh. I still think he might stay dead. He's one that could be pre-snap that's...
Right.
I don't know.
Strange as
why fine. Would they give her both Vision and her brother back? That seems like too nice.
Because Vision's so cool.
I love Paul Bettany. I love Vision.
He started so cool, and I feel like they accidentally started him too powerful.
That's the problem.
Ultron, and they need to like wheel
it's like
it back.
He just came in and fucked up Ultron, and it's like he can do anything, and so that's why they kind of left him alone.
Yeah. Which is what I think is going to happen with Captain Marvel, too. I think they might wheel back her power just a little bit to even it out with everybody else.
They have to. Mm-hmm. I mean, even when you think about Thor is really fucking powerful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he's the only one that did any damage.
Should go for the head.
You know what, though? When I had my horrific flu, I spent 2 days watching the first phase of the Marvel movies. And I forgot how great that first Avengers movie is.
It's so good.
But
when we talk about like how powerful Thor is, like all I can think about is when Thor is coming down on Cap with his hammer, and then Cap puts up his shield, and that huge explosion of these two.
It's so good.
Powerful things meeting. I was like, fuck. Or when, or when he's like, I'm gonna fight the Hulk, which I have my dad's voice in my head because. My dad has been waiting for an Avengers
always
movie.
Always have your dad's voice.
Always. But my dad had been waiting for an Avengers movie literally his entire life. So this is a big deal for him. But we did an all-day screening of all the movies leading up to Avengers. And the second you realize that those two are going to fight, my dad screamed in the theater, yes, I'm ready!
Love it.
This whole visceral childhood experience was like, my life's coming together.
Oh, I love it.
Beautiful. I love it.
I think Nebula will draw the final blow to Thanos. That's a prediction.
I think Squirrel Girl is just going to like climb up his leg and just be like, oh, by the way, I'm here too. And then kill him.
Right. Yeah. Shouldn't Ant-Man just shrink down, go up inside Thanos's nose and then blow up and then you're just dead. Yes. So in a way, they're all too powerful.
I think Hank Pym's going to die.
Yeah. Aww. I think I'd see a Hank Pym and his wife.
Pin together. Yeah, Hank and Janet going down?
Yeah, maybe.
We just got her back.
I know. Maybe we'll just keep Janet then.
Just keep her.
I like Janet.
Was it Michelle Pfeiffer?
Yep.
Goddess.
Cool writer.
Aww. Okay, we're out of time. But why are you laughing?
And she's kinda, dead.
Kinda, oh but we're going to fill in the rest and put it up on our social media.
Do you guys have any predictions for the end game? I'm asking the audience, not you at a station. In case you got scared, you were like, oh, this is what we've fucking been talking about, bitch.
Like, I'm done talking. Thank you.
I did it.
You, the listeners, please let us know if you have any predictions for the final countdown.
It's a final.
That's what I was going to say. I forgot.
I feel like
it's a hot take, but the first Avengers might be my favorite.
It's
I feel
still,
like that's a hot take.
I'm always trying to figure out my top three of all the movies. And the first Avengers is always in.
Yeah, it's
there.
So great.
It's always good. In the mix.
People forget.
Because that was also the first time all of them together, and that's such a fucking feat. And Joss Whedon is so good about beauty. Like, because
the balance.
He knows the scene theater with them, too. When like, the camera pans
that's
around
what I'm saying.
Them.
They're just, chills. It's like a beautiful dance. Like, he just goes from person to person, and it's just so well choreographed and insane. Like, only Joss Whedon could have done that.
Oh
beautifully.
Gosh. Yep.
Yep. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you.
We have been Nerd Up or Shut Up. We will continue to be Nerd Up or Shut Up.
Maybe.
Oh, no.
We will always be Nerd Up or Shut Up.
After Endgame, everything might change. Yeah.
Please snap me.
Snap me away.
Thank you.
Snap me, Thanos.
Email us
snap
at nerduporshutup2016@gmail.com and follow us on Nerd Up or Shut Up. And Nerd Up or Shut Up _ one of those.
Something.
Tweet us your predictions. Email us your predictions. And we'll find a way to download this bingo thing. And send it out to you if you guys are into it.
Even if you're not into it, you're going to fucking get it.
You're going to fucking get it.
Sorry about using the F word a lot today,
we'll post
guys.
It, but we'll also be able to have, we'll figure out a downloadable link.
Yeah.
Yes.
And then it'll be so exciting to see how much comes true.
Yep.
Indeed.
And all the prizes everyone will win. Bye.
Bye.
The prize is the friends we made along the way.
No, it's a button. Bye.